Welcome back to WTBU News. Here is tonight's New England Report. A Maine native is on Time Magazine's list of 2020's most influential people, called the Time 100. In 2019, 43-year-old Jessica Meyer was part of the first all-female spacewalk outside the International Space Station. Meyer, honored on the list alongside fellow astronaut Christina Koch, grew up in Caribou, Maine, and graduated high school there. Meyer's inclusion on the Time 100 is highly celebrated in the state, with the executive director of the Challenger Learning Center in Bangor stressing how proud of Meyer the center is. Meyer has the potential to be selected for missions to Mars and the Moon in the coming years, which is something that Meyer said she would love to be a part of.
At Boston City Hall, a small group of demonstrators protested against the raising of the flag of the People's Republic of China. They cited the country's human rights abuses and its brutal treatment of Uyghurs and other minorities, and their mishandling of Hong Kong. The protesters were made up of retirees who grew up in Hong Kong, people with family still in China, and Chinese Americans who still feel a connection with their country. Michael Sang of West Roxbury said at the protest, "The CCP is a criminal organization. They kill so many people, they suppress so many people, they lie, and they corrupt." His fellow protesters view the flag as a symbol of trampling human rights and suppressing minorities, two symbols that are not believed to belong in Boston.
Welcome back to WTBU News. Here's tonight's New England Report. Tens of thousands of people were left without power as wind gusts broke 70 miles per hour on Wednesday morning. The outages affected almost 70,000 people in Massachusetts, more than 600 of whom resided in Boston. The wind also knocked trees into highways, houses, and railroad lines, causing traffic delays and property damage. One tree landed on a car with children in it, but no injuries were reported. By the afternoon, almost 40,000 were still affected. Maine was hit even harder, with over 120,000 left in darkness. Connecticut and Rhode Island each reported around 20,000 without power. In a pandemic world where almost everyone relies on technology more than ever before, this meant many were cut off from their jobs and their classes. Many school districts waive attendance requirements for the day, and several canceled classes entirely.
The family of a Maine pastor linked to a COVID-19 outbreak in August is planning to attend another wedding in October. According to the Bangor Daily News, Reverend Todd Bell, who officiated a wedding in Millinocket, Maine in August that caused an outbreak that has killed 8 and sickened at least 180 more, is planning to attend the marriage of his son on October 17th. A spokesperson for the church told the paper that the church sanctuary can hold up to 525 guests and that 50 guests are planning on attending the wedding. The spokesperson added that people should be more concerned about a reception rather than the ceremony itself. Bell has come over fire recently on social media as he has continued to hold church services and has questioned the use of masks in a recent sermon.
23 Massachusetts states are now considered high risk for COVID-19, according to the state's Department of Public Health. Boston and Springfield this week went from a moderate risk to high risk for spread of the coronavirus. Additionally, Governor Charlie Baker made announcements about which areas can proceed with the next steps of their reopening plans. 29 communities are eligible to move to step 2 of phase 3, including Boston and Springfield. And starting October 5th, areas designated gray, green, and yellow risk level can do the same. In this transition, these communities can increase indoor and outdoor capacities to 50% or 250 people. Recreational spaces and arcades can also increase capacity to 50%.
The Satanic Temple, based in Salem, Massachusetts, filed a religious discrimination and breach of contract lawsuit against Louisiana-based Lamar Advertising in Arkansas State Court on Wednesday. Lamar allegedly refused to exhibit 8 billboards in Arkansas and Indiana promoting what the temple calls a, quote, religious abortion ritual, end quote. The ritual can help bypass abortion prerequisites such as counseling and ultrasounds in some states by allowing women to claim religious exemption. This ritual is designed to promote self-worth and confidence, provide spiritual comfort, and validate individuals', quote, right of bodily autonomy, end quote. The temple says they submitted 5 different designs intended for display near crisis pregnancy centers, all of which Lamar rejected, deeming the campaign deceitful and offensive. crisis pregnancy centers pose as pregnancy clinics that offer abortions, but instead try to intimidate and guilt women out of terminating their pregnancy. Lamar cited a clause in the contract that allowed the company to terminate any billboards that do not align with the ideals of the communities in which they are placed. But according to the Satanic Temple, the company knew the billboards would promote its religious beliefs and support reproductive rights before committing to the campaign.
Amherst made the decision Wednesday to cancel classes for kindergarten and first grade, only one day before they were set to start. According to the district superintendent, Michael Morris, the change was made in light of the 14 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the 24-hour time period. In the past 2 weeks, there were a total of 27 confirmed positive coronavirus cases for Amherst, according to the Department of Public Health. Online courses began September 16th for kindergarten through 12th grade. The school board announced in August that kindergarten and first grade would start in-person classes September 18th, but the decision was reversed after a teacher union meeting. Following the meetings, the groups negotiated an October 1st start for the grades, but this was unexpectedly canceled.
On behalf of Amanda Schneider, Melissa Ellen, Grace Ramey, Megan Forsyth, and Hannah Barron for WTBU News, I'm Alex Corey, and the National Report will be right up next.